is full and you are worried the bathroom door is locked. Hey Starbucks, what do you say? Sometimes you need to go where they let everyone urinate.
Idiot that runs the company, Schultz.
Yeah.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Well, he made himself a billionaire, but you know what? They have that one unfortunate incident in Philadelphia. A couple of guys that were just sitting at a table, I guess, waiting for a third. That's the story. And they were asked to leave by the manager, which was policy. Well, all hell breaks loose because of that. So now their reaction is, no, you can hang out here. You can tinkle in our bathroom, even if you don't buy something. And now they've had to come out and say, well, you can't do drugs on Starbucks premises.
No.
And you can't make it into a homeless shelter, which is happening, guess where, on the West Coast, of course. Because they're always looking for the next chump to open the door and make them comfortable. It's so ridiculous. Did you see what our friends locally at the SPLC did?
No, I'm sure they did something, though.
This is on the day where an MS-13 gang member whose name was Animal was sentenced to 40 years in prison for murdering a 15-year-old. Should have gotten life. Should have gotten the death penalty. But got 40 years. They're out there saying, you know, this kind of racist... First of all, MS-13 is not a race. It's a gang, not a race. And their statement was, for such racist, dehumanizing language. You know what's racist? You know what's dehumanizing, SPLC? When maybe it's your sister, your mother, or someone you love who's decapitated, raped, robbed, terrorized by somebody from MS-13. That's dehumanizing. What the hell are you talking about? I just can't. How do you think that? How do you come up with a brilliant thought like that? You're worried about dehumanizing language on a group of people that are dedicated to dehumanizing the rest of us. To the extent in some cases where, well, murder's the only acceptable outcome for them. I just can't believe it. It's like, you know, usually it's the Republicans who are doing everything they can to hand an election to the Democrats. But the Democrats are doing us lots of favors.
Oh, yeah.
Let's repeal the tax cuts. Yeah, lots. Even your outspoken left are going to be real anxious to hand that extra money back. The companies that got the tax break are going to be real happy to fire the new employees they hired because they got to go back to the old corporate tax rate, or they'll just continue with their plans to move out of the country. But everything will be good, as Gil Fulbright says.
We should cut taxes more, and then we should decrease the budget across the board, everything, by 1% for 5 years. That's what we should do. No.
It may come.
Because even now, I love the tax cut. I'm looking forward to really receiving those gains, especially when it kicks in full force next year. But the government's still spending money hand over fist. So
isn't it interesting, though, that
still comes due eventually.
The big scream from the you know, the shriekers in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not going to have enough revenue, and what are you going to do? Well, you know what? Tax revenue collected by the feds has never been higher than it has been the last couple of months.
Right.
Half a trillion, I believe, in April. And all they really do, like Joey said, let's cut out the stuff. Actually, if we just took the government out of all the crap it's gotten involved in, we could balance the budget pretty quickly.
No, I really like the penny plan. You cut 1% for 5 years. and people scream.
I'm all for it.
Because they'll claim that's actually a 1% cut, which means you get 1% less than what the government spent last year. There are people who will scream that that's like a 10% cut because you got to keep up with inflation and blah, blah, blah.
So now we know that the Democrats not only want to rescind your tax cut, they're totally committed to protecting the dignity of MS-13. Good work. And people, and they're sitting on how much money in the bank, offshore, wherever the hell they got it. We're real proud to have you here, SPLC. That's nice. I don't understand that. I just hope it's nobody that you know or in your family that becomes the next victim of those people. MS-13 is not a race. It's a gang. Big difference. Gene.
Yes, Greg, this is going to calm you down and help me at the same time. My husband planted some tomatoes, and he's got blossom end rot on a couple of them. What can you do?
He's got what?
Blossom end rot.
Oh. I'm actually not the person to ask. Call Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. He'll be able to give you that answer.
Okay.
And if you need a special product to fix it, he'll have it.
That's
in fact, let me give you the number for Prattville Farm. Hang on. I want to make sure I give you the right number. I usually have it memorized, but I'm weak today.
Well, you've been throwing a fit, so that's all right.
Here we go. It's coming up. All right, their number is... Dum, 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 dum.
Well, and Greg doesn't want to lead you astray in the sense that he is kind of an amateur farmer. That doesn't, you know, it's not a put down to all
well,
the hard
I know
work
I
he puts
did.
In.
But, he planted all the tomato foot bushes he planted last year that he would have known.
365-5400. The only problem I had with my tomatoes last year was a flooding rain in July that waterlogged everything, and I had to turn it all over.
Okay. All right, I'll sure give them a call.
Thank you. Please do.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
Let them know you listened.
They're amazing over there.
They really are. And like I said, they'll tell you exactly how to fix the problem, and they have exactly what you need to fix, you know, to buy, to do it. Because later on I will go sprinkle the pixie dust on my tomato plants to make sure they don't have the rot or the VD or whatever it is the tomato plants get that makes them...
And the Burkhalters are just great people.
Wonderful folks. That Randy. He's, I think, the second butteriest person I know next to Rick Peters is Randy Burkhalter.
Then don't get me started on Tammy, who's the perfect companion for his butteriness.
They are a well-matched duo, no doubt about it. Here's Eldon.
Hey, compost. It keeps the blossom end rot away.
Compost. So you just need to put a big pile of over it, and that'll.
No. I compost everything out of the kitchen. All the vegetable scraps, tea bags, coffee grounds, filters.
Really?
You can throw. You just get you a bin, a compost bin, and you make your own. And when you get it started, you know, you can start it with some, you know, sphagnum moss or anything, you know, just in there and then get it started. And then you buy a can of red worms and put in your compost bin and they break it down. Red worm casings are very expensive and they're wonderful fertilizer.
All right. So appreciate that.
You can make your own. Later, dudes.
All right. I got to figure out how to do that. And whenever there's a farm question, you know we're going to get a call from 84 because he knows this stuff.
Griggo!
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm all right. You coming to Bomb Hours tonight?
Okay. I plan on it.
Good.
I took it off in time. For the lady that called about blossom end rot.
Yes.
Only thing you can do, the fruit that's actually exhibiting the blossom end rot, pull them off right now and throw them away because your plant's still going to be giving nutrients to them. They'll never turn into a good tomato. They're burnt.
Mm-hmm.
They're destroyed. What you need to do, that means you've got too much acid in your soil. You need to get a spray. It's a calcium deficiency that causes your blossom end rot. Hmm. And I know Randy's got it. And it's called End Rot Preventer. And you just, you mix it up. You can get a powder or you can get a liquid. And you mix it up in a spray bottle. And you just spray your actual blossoms and spray your plant with it. Or put it in a pump-up sprayer if you've got enough. And you spray them with that, and that will get rid of it. And too much rain, too much water lends to that. Mm-hmm. So it's something you need to be concerned about right now with all the rain we're getting. If we do get a big flood,
it sure looks that way.
It's not going to hurt your plants at all to spray the calcium on it, even if they don't need it. But it will prevent them from getting, you know, nice, big, voluptuous fruits on them, and then it's got a little black spot on the end and they're half rotten. So that's all you need to do. It's very simple to take care of. You just have to keep an eye on it. But once they show the sign, there's no, you can't fix it. Pluck them off and throw them away.
This man knows his stuff. I appreciate the call, 84.
All right, guys, we'll see you after a while.
All righty. Yeah, I'll bet Pedro knows about tomato plants too.
See,
we haven't. Ricochet.
Yeah, how are you today?
I can introduce you with a sound effect. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Well, 84 beat me too, and I didn't want to just hang up the phone, but yeah, the lady that called in about the tomatoes is exactly right. It's just calcium deficiency. Just spray the plants with some calcium, and she'll be good. But like you said, you know, one thing you can really do with the tomatoes is got it, you know, throw them away. Can't do nothing. But that's it. I just didn't want to hang up the phone on you.
No, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for listening and joining us.
Yes, sir, Greg. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is like, wow.
Oh, no. I've learned, Greg, learning the audience 6 years in this market. If you want audience participation, ask about farming, in particular tomatoes, mm-hmm. or guns. Just mention those two things. You'll get plenty of calls.
413 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's some advice I have for the actual farmer and for the person that works outside a lot at this time of the year. You can hurt yourself. Heat stroke, fatigue, who knows? And by the way, that thunderstorm I was talking about earlier is really building up. So we are expecting that here. It's really, gone from a little red speck to a rather sizable.
Oh my, it's
looks like,
expanding.
You know, it looks like a tomato with yellow rot on the outside
of
it.
Yeah, it does.
On the radar. Infusion. For everybody who feels their energy ebb at this time of the year with the intense heat, 3 minutes in that cryotherapy chamber have you jumping out and ready for the rest of your day. Do it in the morning. If you've got a long day out in the sun, I can't think of a better way to get your body prepped. Because the 3 minutes you're in that chamber, in that cryotherapy chamber, that temperature compels your body to pump blood like crazy. To protect you, and in doing so, delivers everything that you need in your blood to where it needs to go. So you walk out feeling energized. Now, you may need a little bit more. And if the cryotherapy chamber is not an appealing option to you, I don't know why it wouldn't be. I love it. Absolutely love it. Swear by it for 2 years now. You also have the option of IV vitamin therapy, because another thing the heat and humidity can do is deprive you of nutrients. In fact, I got a guy on the line here who loves to do IV vitamin therapy. In fact, I think he went today, didn't you, Rich Thomas?
I did not go today, but I'm a big fan. And when I don't do IV therapy, I have the glutathione here at the house.
That's right. Didn't I just fill my apple juice cup with the glutathione?
You did.
We get it at infusion.
I prefer it in orange juice, but it makes me a better person every day.
Well, don't let summer heat and humidity beat the life out of you. Go to Infusion, where they have natural. This is scientific. This is not voodoo medicine. These are things that will help you endure the summer days ahead. Call Ryan Turner at 296-1662 or Lori or any of the staff. Ask the questions. Make an appointment and try it. You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. And since he's on the line.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
You probably feel like you've been rehashing this over and over again, but man,
no, you know,
I just looked at a graph on the models for this Invest 90L.
Uh-huh.
I saw a headline, I think, on Drudge that said first name storm coming this weekend. What's the latest you have?
Well, you know, it could be, I think Drudge, I think that's overdoing it. You know, could we see a depression? I think there's a decent chance, 50 to 60% chance that we'll see a depression. Will it be a named tropical storm? It could make it. You know, you only have to go to 40-mile-an-hour winds. Could we get there? Sure. What would the first name be? Alberto. Does it matter? Not really. So let me rehash, and let me start by telling you about my day.
Sure.
So, you know, I go to places like the grocery store.
Yes.
And I go, you know, I was at the gym, and but people, I stopped at a restaurant to pick up a to-go order, and people stopped me to go, hey, tell me about this thing in the Gulf. And then I tell them, well, there's actually nothing in the Gulf. It's in the Caribbean, but it could develop into something in the Gulf. And where do you think this thing's headed? Well, the models are kind of all over the place. The GFS, the American model, still likes the idea of Florida or the eastern Gulf of Mexico. The European is very stubborn as well. It still likes the idea of, you know, the mouth of the Mississippi River and or maybe Mississippi. And then the European did some wild things on the run this afternoon. It kind of loops it back into the Gulf and then back up towards the coast and keeps it in our neighborhood for several days.
Wow.
Even Wednesday, the system would still be west of us, producing ridiculous amounts of rainfall across the region. Don't forget, when you're on the east side of these systems, that's the wet side.
Yeah.
So what I'm telling people is... I'm broad brushing the whole forecast. Is there going to be a washout this weekend? Well, there's going to be a very good chance of rain. Where? Just about anywhere in the southeastern U.S. And on my Facebook page, this has been really tough because people say, "Hey, I got beach plans. Should I cancel?" And then a girl just emailed me, "Hey, there's an outdoor concert in Atlanta this weekend. I trust you. Should I cancel?" Well, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've learned I don't advise people to cancel their plans. I give them the forecast, and they have to make their own decision. So it's really difficult for me. Here we go, one of the biggest weekends, the biggest outdoor weekends of the year, and we have this tropical situation. Let me broad brush the situation. Yes, there is a low in the Gulf that could become a tropical depression or a tropical storm. Should we be overly worried about that? I'm not, because I don't think we're not going to see a hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, all the best weather, not the best weather, all the strongest weather will be on the east side of the system. So there could be some gale winds in the eastern semicircle of that system. But I think the biggest threat is maybe very heavy rain. And not only along the Gulf Coast, but also in a multi-state area across the southeastern U.S.
Uh-huh.
The whole pattern is very wet. So so nothing has changed much from when I talked to you yesterday afternoon. It's still a situation where we're going to wait and see how strong this thing becomes. But the bottom line is, prepare for a lot of rain. And that's a message I don't like to send on such a big weekend like this.
You let me know if I have to run out and pull my plants out of the ground so they don't get washed away.
Yeah, I remember last May you were asking for rain. You got too much rain, and then your tomato plants became waterlogged.
Yeah, that's the way it works. But I don't ever blame you.
Well, you know, sometimes...
That's a good policy, Rich.
They trust me so much, and I feel responsible because I'm their closest access to the weather, and it makes me feel bad sometimes when I have to deliver bad
news. I know you internalize that, and as your therapist, I recommend you stop doing that.
I know. I should get over that. But
we'll see you in the morning with steak and eggs.
Great. That sounds like a great menu. I loved this morning. It was a great omelet.
Yeah. I appreciate that,
Joey. I don't know what he gives you in the afternoon, but. The mornings are great.
Oh, I made myself steak and eggs last night.
Yeah, is that right?
He doesn't need me.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
I'm all set with the food. Though I would love some sausage every once in a while.
Rich, thanks for the call, buddy.
I'll see you guys later.
Enjoy the rest
Bye.
Of your afternoon. He'll be in bed in an hour and a half because it's an early day for him. I start at 2:22. He's up. He's already watched, getting the weather together, watched Quick Pitch and caught up on all the baseball.
I thought Wednesdays were a long day for me. Man. It's a long day, not that bad.
No, Rich lives in that universe constantly. Only when the weather is confidently quiet for days ahead. Can he take any kind of a real break?
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, Doug, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Greg, this is tomato related, and especially if we get all this rain. Another problem you can have with tomato plants, I've been gardening for, 20-something years. The tomato will burst because the plant has received too much water. When it's gone from pink to yellow, from green to yellow and then pink, and it's so discouraging that the actual fruit itself will burst right before it turns red, when it's ripe and ready to pick. Just wanted to share real quick. I guess you remember last year, maybe your first year, but we did have an excessive amount of rain all the way into July.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I learned, you can't do it. You got to do it around the edge of the plant. Is I mixed in, and I don't know if you can get any or have any access to any, but I did a 50-50 mixture of black cow and wood chips, and that percolates better than just dirt. I don't know.
For tomato plants.
Well, the tomato plants,
yeah. Okay.
It sucks the water away from the plant when you get too much rain.
I appreciate that tip. I think I know what I'm going to be shopping for Saturday morning.
Give that a try, or anything that's got a lot of organic matter in it. If it's got little bitty small wood chips in it, it for some reason that will drain that water, that soil will drain the water away from the plant.
Doug, you really know your stuff, and I appreciate your call.
Hey, man, been calling you. Been listening since day one. Love your show.
Oh, man, I appreciate that so much. All right, who's got something organic?
Some gentle comedy.
All right, before we go down to the traffic dungeon, I need a word from Muse.
Oh, yeah?
On Mr. Bader.
Oh, well, you must be talking about Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
That's the guy.
Now, Eddie and I were talking about this the other day, and what we think you should do, folks, is go to thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. You've heard Bo Goodson on these airwaves for a while. Eddie actually went through the Bo Goodson Real Estate School on his own, kind of investing in some rental properties, really changed his life. So after going through the school, Eddie is now full-blown real estate agent, and he's looking to help people in the Montgomery area buy or sell their home. So if you're looking to sell your home, you can get your home listed at thegoodsongroup.com. If you're looking to buy, you can see all the listings throughout the River Region, Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Martin, and all points in between. There's a lot on there. But here's the thing. You can look at all those listings on thegoodsongroup.com, but if you don't do a tour, you're not doing yourself justice. It may look like an amazing home, but you're not seeing those little flaws in the house. It may not look like much because people didn't stage it or take great photos, but you get there and you're blown away. And this is why you need to give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call so you can go tour homes that may be right for you. So his number, 322-0662. Again, the number for Eddie Bader, 322-0662. And especially if you are a retired vet, retired military, Eddie has experience helping out folks like you get the benefits they deserve and worked for with your sacrifice in serving the nation. So again, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662.
I think we got that bonus time with Rich Thomas. We probably won't be able to roll call. I've got it pasted in, but it's going to be tough. I promise tomorrow. If we don't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Besides, does anybody really give a damn anyway?
No.
Okay. Let's go check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
From the
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. We're looking at 65 and 85 right now, both moving very well. 85 south into the interchange will make it through with no problem right now. Day Street checks out good. So does the Southern Boulevard around the truck stops. At Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center, you pick it out, they'll work it out. They're dedicated finance specialists. They'll go to work for you to get you on the road. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And as a special thanks, Luke Choir wants to make it easier than ever before to get yourself a brand new energy-efficient Carrier home comfort system. That's right. Now through May 31st, get up to $1,250 in exclusive Carrier factory rebates on qualifying Carrier systems. Beat the Alabama heat and treat yourself to the home comfort you deserve. Visit acbythechoir.com today for this and other special offers. Luke Choir is here for you when you need us, and we never charge an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. That's acbythechoir.com. Again, that's acbythechoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New scratch and sniff stamps from the U.S. Postal Service are such a huge hit. We're making all our famous stamps scratch and sniff, like the Elvis stamp.
Ew, it smells like bacon and sweat.
Your favorite celebrity stamps not only look like the stars, they smell like them too.
Cool, it's the Homer Simpson stamp.
Donuts.
Dough!
And of course, our most requested scratch and sniff stamp, Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh, now I know what it's like to be a Kennedy.
Scratch and sniff stamps from the U.S. Postal Service.
I wish we still had to lick the backside.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
We don't have time to do it, but we're going to do it anyway. And by the way, some light rain moving into eastern Montgomery. It's just outside and I got wet.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Is it time to go home and put on my good boobs?
Yeah, babe.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me.
Shame on you. God is looking down on you and shaming you.
I'm shocked.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts!
Because that zero is too cold for me.
I'm begging you.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a meathead.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Let me tell you something. He's becoming a big boy.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I think that that's pretty perverted. I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
Thanks, Mr. Boodle.
Suck at this job.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Nothing from nothing.
I don't care.
You gotta have if you wanna be with me.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
You're nasty.
You gotta have something.
I don't know if it's just my mood, and sometimes, you know, you dock your own score because of the facial expressions you make.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you a 9.9. That was a damn good one.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a 10. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it got off to a slightly awkward start.
I liked it, though.
Okay.
I thought it was unorthodox, and...
I'll take it.
It was a good change of pace.
Hey, gang, bomb hours tonight. By the way, we already redeemed today's winning word. We'll have another one between 6 and 9 tomorrow morning. We announce it once an hour. And during this time on the radio station, between 3 and 6, when we ask for caller 6, 272-9228, you win a $20 bomb hours victory grill gift card. Now, see, 84 gave me a much more realistic score, 9.175.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well.
Not when it comes to roll calls.
He sure knows his tomatoes and his compost.
Right? Oh, no. He knows a lot of things about a lot of stuff, but, you know.
Just browsing the headlines. There's a California city. This is how demented they are on the West Coast, at least the people in power. City of West Hollywood would honor adult film actress Stephanie Clifford, better known as Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yay.
For her role in the Resist movement. Resist what? Blackmailers? Whores? Is that what we're supposed to resist now? Stormy Daniels, that's the best you got? You know, I think most Americans, even if they don't like Donald Trump, probably don't like her a whole lot much better. But she has proven herself, quote, to be a profile encouraged by speaking truth to power, even under threats to her safety and extreme intimidation. You know, she finally showed us a picture of the guy that convinced her to reveal this evidence about President Trump. He looks just like Benjamin Franklin.
And I thought it was Brad Pitt.
No. No, she's got lots of pictures of this guy, Ben Franklin, in these blue papers.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots and lots of those. Hmm. She's a freaking blackmailer. The Trump administration's been a direct threat to the people of West Hollywood, our LGBTQ community. Oh, stop it with that. Our immigrant community, women here in this community. So how has he been a threat to anybody? Like, I don't recall him making any homophobic comments. Unlike that, what's her name on MSNBC, who got caught. They went back.
Joy Reid, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but by the way, she hasn't lost her job, nor has she lost opportunities to speak to gatherings of liberal idiots. It's amazing, man. There are different rules for everybody. Resistance, right. She seems to lose her resistance when somebody's waving a pile of money in front of her. Boy, the NFL, man. For some reason, I take great delight, because I really don't care, in watching them just constantly stumble over themselves with how to fix this problem by creating a new one. Unbelievable. And there's an article here. In my opinion right now, I don't think there's a shred of doubt that as the details continue to serve. Boy, that Rod Rosenstein, man, what a ball of fire he is, getting all those documents to Nunez and the committees.
He's on top of it.
He sure is. I'm going to rename the Weasel Stomping song after him. He looks like the blood-sucking monkeys from West Mifflin, Pennsylvania that Count Floyd talked about, you know?
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Yeah.
I have been.
What a piece of work he is. So we'll get into a little bit of Crossfire Hurricane. How cool is that? Crossfire Hurricane from Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas. They're right on top of it. Let's use a 50-year-old Rolling Stones song to make a statement, right?
It's a gas.
And again, in case you didn't see it, the SPLC declares it unacceptable for MS-13 gang members to be described as animals on the White House site. Well, I'm sure the president took that right down. And again, you know, there's a lot of money over at that organization. And believe me, they're getting beaten up on Twitter quite a bit. The SPLC stands up for MS-13 gang members. And just ironically, as we mentioned 100 times, but I'm going to keep repeating it, an MS-13 gang member got 40 years yesterday for murdering a 15-year-old. Maybe if somebody at the Southern Poverty Law Center had their life, and I don't want this to happen, but if their life was touched in that regard, they might look at this a little bit differently. It would be interesting to see. But these things happen far away from us for the most part, at least with this group. Their motto is rape, kill, control. And somehow SPLC is worried about this group of savages being dehumanized. And of course, the media, in their relentless efforts to bend the truth, have now claimed that Trump called all illegal immigrants animals. And he did not. He didn't. But, you know, it's a little bit late to start reporting the truth, in my humble opinion. We've got local news, Rich's forecast. He joined us a few minutes back to talk about Invest 90L, which looks increasingly like something that's going to affect the weather here on the upcoming Memorial Weekend. Hey, how'd the markets do today? Let's take a quick look at the numbers.
All right.
So I can... All right, a minor update looks...
Yeah, up just 52 points on the Dow. It's pretty much flat.
Still not quite back up to 25,000. But we will talk to Brant McDonald next hour about what to expect in the days ahead and why the market behaved the way it did today. News Talk 93.1 FM. If you're in a car wreck, and then you've been listening to all of us, everybody in the morning show, this is the one advertiser we can all endorse through experience, Montgomery Paint and Body. We have all, Rich Thomas had told me when I had my vehicle damaged about MPB. And when I finally got to meet Donnie Turner, he is like the consummate expert on not just how to fix and make cars look as good as new, maybe better, but the automotive universe in general. He is a brilliant man. He just has a wealth of knowledge that goes far and above the work that they do there. I bought my recent car from Jack Ingram because I had been rear-ended in that hybrid, and he said, you know, given the mileage and what you owe on this, good time to get out, or you're really going to be upside down if you wait too much longer. So I did, and I traded it in, got a brand new car, and cut my payment by $140 a month. Thank you, Donnie Turner, for that. But that nice new car I bought from Jack Ingram ended up having mailbox encounters and things, so I needed to bring it back, and they do phenomenal work. What can I say? The whole idea, knowing the inconvenience of getting your car fixed after a wreck or some other situation, is it's a hassle. It's no fun to go through it. So at the very end of it, when you get your car back from MPB, they want your jaw to drop open, and they want to hear,
wow!
And guess what? You will. 27-REC. REC spelled with a W is their number. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane for Montgomery Paint and Body.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Stephanie Hicks. Chisholm Elementary in Montgomery will remain open for at least 5 years after the state school board and the AEA reached an agreement yesterday. Another part of that agreement is that Georgia Washington students zoned for Park Crossing High School will be able to attend that school regardless of the rezoning. They also agreed to have no outsourcing of school support staff or any layoffs as well. That decision has led to more changes for informational meetings for parents of students in those closing schools. A meeting scheduled at Lee High School will now be held June 7th. Thursday's meeting at Carver High School has been pushed back to June 4th. Tuscaloosa police say a substitute teacher is jailed on a charge of having a sexual relationship with a student. 54-year-old Meta Lovely of Duncanville worked as a substitute teacher at Bryant High School. I'm Stephanie Hicks for your latest news. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Continuing to monitor tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico, which could have a big impact on the Memorial Day weekend forecast. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue through the evening hours and into the nighttime hours tonight. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, look for a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around again, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. That's the best chance. High in the upper 80s, then upper 80s again Friday, mid 80s on Saturday. Limited sunshine both days and a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the good rain chances to continue right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Rainfall could be heavy in spots. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes with advanced interactive radar and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
CBS Tonight on the Survivor season finale.
Anything can happen.
Only six castaways remain for one epic final showdown.
This is the Super Bowl.
But in the history of Survivor,
now is the time to strike.
If you think you've seen it all, think again.
It's going to be one for the ages.
The shocking Survivor season finale, followed by the live reunion show, CBS Tonight.
Tonight on CBS 8.
Alabama, it's more than just a state. It's a state of mind.
Our people come from different walks of life, but we each share the same spirit. That's the spirit you'll find at Alabama News Network as we bring you the news every day. We live here, too, with homes and families, and we know how blessed we are to live here and call Alabama our sweet home. We're proud to bring you news from where you live on CBS 8 and ABC 32, part of the Alabama News Network. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24-7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SC Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SC Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SC Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SC Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SC Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SC Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SC Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at scrugs.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thomas, about a half hour ago, it looks like going to be a long, wet weekend. So we've got alternative plans. We have a Deadpool party on Monday instead of a pool party.
Yeah.
Because I got the movie. Deadpool. I've got the movie now. So I can watch Deadpool 1 for the first time, just like we did with Star Wars, and you guys can answer my stupid questions.
It's so dirty. It's awesome.
And here is the latest from Federal Express on my inbox.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
Expected delivery of my wieners Friday afternoon by 5 p.m.
Woohoo!
So, good. Good, they're all agreed. Baumhauer's after the show. Come and join us. Lots of people are talking about the voluminous number of political ads at this time of the year. And, of course, I have to credit those who choose this radio station to message as smart, because the News Talk audience is the most engaged audience out there. After the election, though, I may go back and offer some words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, and I'm not going to name any names, I'm not going to get into any specifics, and I don't want any calls. That's off limits. If people buy time and they want to say a message, you can disagree with the message at the polls. But I think there are some people who have gotten real bad advice about how to sell themselves.
Mm.
And the languaging and so forth.
The languaging?
Focal points, cliches.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm sure.
Things we've heard a thousand times before in other political ads. I think what people, if I were running for something right now, you'd have to address the skepticism that people are now possessing about everybody. I will say one thing. I think Bobby Bright is running a smart campaign. In fact, just the other day, I said, boy, if I was him, I'd grab that video of Martha. And somebody said, oh, he's using it. That's what I would do. Because, look, people here, one thing I've learned, that so many people are nice. I also learned people here have good memories. And if you have betrayed them with a political promise, they're going to hold you accountable when the election rolls around. It's just a simple fact. And we'll see. It'll be an interesting primary for sure. I think there are going to be a lot of runoffs. I think there's going to be political ads almost every day from now until November.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. That's just the way it is. All right. And that's why we're so backed up against the wall. Hey, Jared Kushner got his security clearance back.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Matt Drudge cares. He made it the big story. Has Rudy's behavior struck you as a little odd?
Yeah, I would say.
I just ask because today he's reversed himself and says he wants Trump to do a Mueller interview. Apparently he's convinced that Trump doesn't have anything to worry about in that regard. But they've gone so far afield with that thing, and somebody's got to get that thing back into line. Meanwhile, New York Times columnist Frank Bruni expressed his alarm on Tuesday that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling could be helping President Trump. And I think it is. I think at this point, after a year, seeing that same long, tired, haggard face of him and all the other weasels that are part of this cabal that tried to overturn a legitimate American election, fatigue sets in. Even those who passionately hope that Mueller would come up with the one thing that would compel impeachment or compel Trump's resignation. There's nothing. And now the Democrats, their master plan for November, we want to repeal the tax cuts and things like, you know, it's outrageous that he would call members of MS-13 animals. These are the things that they think are resonating with your average everyday garden variety American. And God, could they be any more wrong? I don't think they could. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? I didn't finish college. Gulf States Pavilion Wetumpka, we're so happy to have them as a sponsor and proud to talk about the work they do there. They are life changers. You just don't know. Life, there's no guarantee for the rest of today or no promise that no matter how safe you drive your car, that some idiot won't run a red light or follow too closely, hit you and injure you, and put you in the position of facing a long-term recovery, perhaps a permanent adjustment to a loss of mobility. But Gulf States Mobility jumps into those situations and provides a customized approach to restoring choices to these lives that have been so drastically affected. This is what they've been doing for a long, long time, and they've got a wall full of awards for their work. It's an invention factory at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. And what they do is continually look for ways to restore choices and independence to lives that have been so drastically affected. And the first thing I learned about their clientele is that they are not people who feel sorry for themselves. They're people who want to do as much for themselves as they can. The VIM vehicles, the voice command technology vehicles, have given the driving privilege back to people, allowed them to set their own schedule and take back that very important control of their life. You know, they're just not out for pity. They want to live as normal a life as possible, and that's what Gulf States Mobility does. Inside the home, ramps, rails, chairlifts for stairs, whatever's needed there. And then, as I mentioned, not only getting people back in behind the wheel of the car and driving as safely as anybody else on the road, but for wheelchair-bound folks who have always been capable of operating a car, making it easier for them to get into the vehicle they have, like the MV1s. Those vehicles, by the way, are on the lot at Gulf States Mobility. The number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. It's almost five already.
Here from my friends at Montgomery Eye. Don't miss life's greatest moments. Experience freedom from glasses and contacts and enjoy a better quality of life. Enjoy active lifestyle sports without the worry of losing a contact lens or letting glasses get in the way. Let Montgomery Eye physicians help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye at Sturbridge, 8131 Seton Place. They're across the street from Chappie's at Peppertree on Vaughan Road. With over 10,000 LASIK procedures done over the past 20 years combined, they pride themselves in being the only LASIK facility in Montgomery. So let board-certified surgeons Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin help restore your vision, and don't miss any of life's great moments again. Find out if you're a candidate for LASIK by scheduling your free LASIK screening today at Montgomery Eye. Call them at 272-2020, 272-2020, or visit getlasik.me. Montgomery Eye, helping you see life clearly. Call them at 272-2020.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
We fire the jokes at you like an automatic weapon of comedy.
It's a timely satire.
Greatest show on earth.